two of you volunteered to sing the national anthem to start. That's awesome.
You saw that during a press conference last month at the Capitol. Jacksonville Senator Aaron Bean joined other lawmakers from both parties and both houses in a show of unity for a bill that finally puts telemedicine into state law.
I tell you what, we've got a team. I'm going to introduce them in just a few minutes. A team as we celebrate the launch of introducing legislation to bring telemedicine to Florida. It's been here for a long time, but to codify it in law is a
most of the opposition for the past several years has come from the Florida Medical Association. The powerful physician lobby group has demanded only Florida doctors be allowed to treat Florida patients. Here's Bean again.
We're a state of 19.2 million people. It's hard to get everybody 100%.
During the House telemedicine bill's first appearance Thursday, all the medical-based organizations in attendance backed the proposal, including the Florida Medical Association. The FMA's Jeff Scott gave the bill a thumbs up.
And I'd like to thank Representative Cummings and Representative Jones for working with us and having the patience to go through some of the problems that we've addressed, and for committee staff that did an excellent job, took a lot of time to address our concerns and let us know that they're not so concerning. So we support this bill, and we would urge you to do the same. Thank you.
The proposal put forth in the House explains what telemedicine is, how it works, and who can practice. But Republican Representative Julio Gonzalez, a surgeon, suggests it still needs some work in one main area: how doctors who treat patients through telemedicine can get paid.
I'm concerned that the bill says nothing about reimbursement and holds no third-party payers to account about the validity and the actual acceptance of these services as reimbursable events to be treated in manners like actual on-the-spot, in-present, face-to-face healthcare.
The Senate's version of the proposal allows the state's Medicaid program to reimburse more physicians for telemedicine consultations. Still a longtime telehealth supporter and bill co-sponsor, Democratic Representative Mia Jones says it's time to get moving on the issue.
Over this country, there are over 100 bills that have been filed this year alone, recognizing the impact that telemedicine and telehealth will have in our country. We know that it will save money, it will save lives, and it will change the dynamic of health in our community.
Telemedicine has been endorsed as a potential way to treat more people in more places, with the goal of having better health outcomes and lowering costs. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.